did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in...
Changed. The new number is 2. Please make a note of it.
Please repeat.
The number you have reached has been changed. The new number has been disconnected.
Ring damage.
Möchten Sie etwas zu trinken haben?
Welches sind die Regenbogenfarben?
If you do not push a key in 3 seconds, you will be disconnected.
Mein Bruder ist jünger als ich. Yes, it's brain damage. At 8 minutes past 10 o'clock on this Saturday night. Eric Corley with you until midnight, taking your phone calls, 632-6901, area code 516. And we here at Radio Free Long Island are not afraid to admit that we are deluged with brain damage on an almost daily basis. Which is why, before we do anything else, before we talk about any of the things in the news or review what's been going on in our rather boring lives over the last week, before we do any of that stuff, we're going to listen to something far, far more important.
Little Polly Parakeet, play with me. Stay with me night and day with me. So you walk like a parrot and tweet like a bird. I understand every single word. Little Polly Parakeet, promise me. Happy little friends we'll always be. I love my cat and my puppy dog too. And little Polly Parakeet, I love you.
Little Polly Parakeet, play with me. Stay with me night and day with me. So you walk like a parrot and sing like a bird. I understand every single word. Little Polly Parakeet, promise me. Happy little friends we'll always be. I love my cat and my puppy dog too. And little Polly Parakeet, I love you.
There's a boy who lives next door to me, happy as can be. Got a parakeet for his birthday, now he sings merrily. Little Polly Parakeet, howdy do, I'm for you, and you know it's too. With the cute line of chatter, so happy and gay, chasing the cares of the day away. Little Polly Parakeet, honestly, happy little friends we'll always be. I love my cat and my puppy dog too. And little Polly Parakeet, I love you.
Play with me, stay with me, night and day with me. So you walk like a parrot and sing like a bird. I understand every single word. Little Polly Parakeet, promise me. Happy little friends we'll always be. I love my cat and my puppy dog too. And little Polly Parakeet, I love you.
Yeah. But parakeets always get flushed in the end, right? All in good fun, though. All in good fun. Good evening, Jim. Are you there? Jim's talking, but we can't hear him for some reason. I wonder why that is. Well, Jim is a guest. Maybe he's over there. Jim, how about now?
Hello?
Ah, well, I can hear you, but you're not at the right mic.
Can I move over here?
Actually, we want you to be on mic number 3. Can you figure out how to plug mic number 3 into wherever you are?
Oh, I doubt it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll get that working. And good evening. This is Brain Damage. Eric Corley with you, with a whole bunch of people on this Saturday night. A bit more normal than we were last week, when we had some people in the city. Actually, I was one of the people in the city, and we talked to people who are getting out of a monster truck type of exhibit or something like that. Jim, I think we have you now.
Yes,
there
I
you
think
are.
So.
There you
oh,
are.
Oh, hi.
Yes. I was talking to the folks about how we were in Penn Station, we were on 34th Street, and we were talking to people getting out of a truck exhibit, and, well, not a truck exhibit, you know, those monster truck things they have ads for. We were talking to those kind of folks, and people on the street, and people in the trains, and it was kind of interesting. I wouldn't say exceedingly interesting, but it was kind of interesting.
Well, I was going to say I frequently come through Penn Station, and would have been funny, amusing to me, if I had been coming through there last week.
Uh-huh.
At that time, I happened to see you on the phone, and their brain damage would have been.
That's true.
Right there in Penn Station.
Well,
on 34th
Street. Perfect place for brain damage, I always would say.
Well, I was intrigued by the record that you opened with at the beginning of the program tonight.
We can thank Tracy for bringing that in.
Iron
is waving at me, so I'm going to let him join in on this conversation. Iron, are you there? Iron's talking, but we can't hear him either. Seems to be something going around.
I was going to ask.
There he is.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, I was just going to ask. Is that a record? Isn't that an early effort by Madonna? I think was that.
Well, you know, it's too bad because they've taken the record, so I don't have it.
Maybe it wasn't then.
Iris, since you're the one slurping now, what is it you're slurping on?
I'm slurping a very healthy. I don't want to plug the name, but it's an all natural soda.
Ah, mm-hmm. Well, I meant what kind of it?
What kind?
Yeah.
A French cherry Snapple.
I know you said that. You said that the name you weren't supposed to say, but I was after the kind. You know that like creme de chocolate, I guess you'd say. But Jim doesn't have anything.
No,
so
it's
we
okay,
shouldn't
yeah.
be talking about this.
I'm looking at an orange, though.
Ah,
my orange.
That's
I'm not going to touch it. I'm just looking at it. It's very nice. It's very colorful.
Very
calming and comforting. Yeah.
Well, folks, I'm gonna kind of try to read over the news.
Why?
Well, because I was thinking this would be a good thing to start the show with, and then our listeners can call us and we can talk about the news. We can talk about what's not in the news and what is in the news, and we can talk about the news here in the studio. And
studio news.
But perhaps comment on it, too, as we go along. Do you know, now what is there, a primary going on today, on Saturday?
South Carolina, yes, Republican primary, and also caucuses in Wyoming for both Republicans and Democrats.
Boy, wow. I didn't know there were primaries on Saturdays. I thought it was always on Tuesday.
Well, actually, I suppose it varies. I guess certain states have some variations there. But if, in fact, you're right, and primaries and caucuses are only held on Tuesday, a lot of people were bamboozled in Wyoming and South Carolina today.
Ah.
Not only the candidates to campaign there, but the people who went out and voted. Be quite a joke. That would be the ultimate political dirty trick, I think, played on both parties to convince them that there were caucuses and primaries in certain states when, in fact, there weren't.
Well, now this has just come over our teletype machine. Help yourself to a pretzel, Iron. If you want a pretzel, Jim, feel free to just crash through the glass and help yourself.
Thank you.
Perhaps I should explain for the folks.
I appreciate your informality, by the way.
We're all over the studio here. We've got microphones set up in just about every part of the studio. Yes, that part too.
I didn't even know that we had such a
facility.
Such a part of the studio.
Well, you have to work here for quite a while to find it.
Wow.
But it is there and it does work amazingly. And most things here at Stony Brook don't work quite as well as this thing does. But
is that regulated by FCC law as well, or FCC regulation as well?
Iron, I think you shouldn't put that in there.
Oh dear.
No, it's not meant for that. No. Okay, because we will have a problem here, and then they'll find out we have it, and we're not supposed to really have it. I guess we shouldn't be talking about it over the air.
I have to flush it for legal reasons.
Yeah. Oh. Although we are regulated by the FCC with respect to that device.
Okay,
yeah,
well, we'll flush away then if you have to do that.
Okay.
Anyway, what just came over the teletype, and I guess the difference between this radio station and other radio stations is that they would have gotten to this way before we did, is the fact that George Bush is the winner.
What?
I say George Bush is the winner. Yes, it's shocking here at USB. We can't quite believe it ourselves, but George Bush is the winner. While
did he win the lottery somewhere, or are we talking about the primary?
I'm going to get into that. While Bob Dole has finished second, Pat Robertson third, and Jack Kemp fourth in today's South Carolina Republican Presidential Primary Incorporated. George Bush, Bob Dole, Pat Robertson, and Jack Kemp. And that's it.
Yay!
That's it for South Carolina. That's their total. Did anybody see on the television?
Star
I believe Trek? It was I believe it was on Thursday. A paid political announcement by Lyndon LaRouche.
No.
Yes, he had a half hour long paid political announcement on ABC TV.
Really, ABC?
And he went into graphic detail. I'm speaking quite seriously. He had charts and everything as to why we should establish a colony on Mars.
Really?
A paid political announcement talking about establishing a colony on Mars. Now, the thing is, I probably agree with what he said. You know, I probably agree that we should have a colony on Mars. Because we should be getting out there into space and exploring like we were in the 60s.
Well,
but it's kind of frightening to think that maybe you agree with something Lyndon LaRouche says.
Well, you can, Mussolini, the old cliche that Mussolini made the trains run on time exists, meaning that, well, it initially means, or primarily means, that just because somebody does certain things well in a government doesn't mean that they're altogether okay, although you could also take that phrase to mean that you shouldn't feel so bad if you agree with a certain person, in that many people will agree on certain things that make sense mutually, but they will not necessarily agree on a lot of other things. They won't necessarily see things as right on other issues.
Well, now what I'm going to try to do right now is get a hold of information, see if Lyndon LaRouche has a toll-free number.
Hey, how do I, can I help you?
Hello, operator. Can you tell us if Lyndon LaRouche has a number listed, LaRouche? I believe it would be a presidential campaign.
No, sir, I don't have a toll-free number listed for them.
Oh, that's too bad then. Okay, thank you anyway.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Well, there's no Lyndon LaRouche toll-free number, unfortunately.
There may be a number for him not toll-free. I think is in Virginia, I believe.
Is that where he's from?
I believe so, that he's based in Virginia. But I don't know that it would be toll-free.
Do you have a city?
I was trying to think.
Now, this is where we can use the resources of our listeners. Listeners, if you have a number for Lyndon LaRouche, now is the time to call us and give it to us. And we'll be most happy to give him a call and find out more about this Mars idea. If you have any views on Mars...
Do you think he'd be willing to speak now?
Well, you know, I don't think we'd stand a chance of getting him, but we could probably get somebody there that would at least know what he said.
Or at the very least, if we can't get Lyndon LaRouche or anyone from his office, maybe we could get as a substitute a phone number for Andre Baruch, who used to host the old Hit Parade show in the... In the 40s and maybe even the 30s.
Well, you see, we'll be happy to 50s, take whatever it is we can get, you know.
But what I wanted to ask you, Eric...
we have a phone call.
We have phone calls. Yeah, we're not going to go to them right away, but keep bringing the phones and we will get to you as soon as we finish with the news.
I just wanted to ask you, Eric, about regarding what you said about colonizing Mars. Personally, I think it would be fascinating to continue to explore space, including Mars. It's held a fascination, I think, for a lot of people.
I think
for
you
a
mean
long
begin
time.
To explore space.
Well...
We haven't even started.
Well, we've gone to the moon, you know, that much. But what I'm curious about is the possible ethical issue raised by the whole concept of colonization. I guess the latest scientific thought on Mars is that there's no sign of life that exists there now. Had that recently been revised?
What's interesting there is it had been thought for a while that there was either life on Mars or there had been life on Mars. Now, we sent a probe there in 1976 that had terrific pictures. I mean, did you see them in Time magazine back in the summer of 76?
Yes.
And the sky, I think, was red.
And the gasoline lines were really long.
The gasoline lines were long, but not there. you could just see the rocks in the desert. The desert spreading out, and it was such a good picture, and there was another planet. And it wasn't anything like the moon, because the moon doesn't have an atmosphere at all. It's all pretty much black and white, but Mars was colorful. What they determined from that mission was that there was not life on Mars, certainly not now, and probably not in the past, although they reached that conclusion a little too quickly for me to believe.
As a matter of fact, I think the spokesperson, I don't want to interrupt, but if I remember correctly, the spokesperson for NASA at the time, when he read the conclusion on television, it was noted that he had three eyes, and they were speculating whether maybe he had some vested interest in suggesting that there was no life on Mars. Perhaps he wanted, if there was, maybe there really was life, and he wanted to be... Ooh. He wanted the people there to be left alone. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Actually, I in terms of watching television, I only discovered last week that you're supposed to watch the other side of the TV set. I've been watching what I found out was the back of the TV set my life.
No. There you go. Probably a little red light inside there that goes on, right? When you turn on a TV set, it's a little red light that's on.
Yes, I've been watching that light all
I watched that for a couple
life.
Of years myself. But,
I did for about the past 30, 35 years.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know.
You guys must be stupid.
To each his or her own, I say.
Well, but actually, I'm sorry, you were saying that they had reached that conclusion rather quickly.
I do, but getting back to what they had been saying about Mars before they actually sent the probe up there, I came across an article in the New York Times back in, I think it was 1915 or so.
Did you read the article in 1915, across an article from 1915?
I came across an article from 1915, and they were talking about the canals on Mars, and they were saying the Martians have made these complex canals, and they were talking about the Martians like today we talk about the Russians, as if they really existed.
Mm.
And it was really funny to just read this, and these people actually believed that they were up there doing all kinds of bizarre things.
That's fascinating, really.
And that's the belief back in those early days.
But assuming, let's say that
we have the number for LaRouche, but
we do.
Oh,
yes. Iron, do you want to take that number off mic, and we will then call it?
Is it 1-800 call Mars by any chance?
Let's hope so. That's good. Our thanks to that listener who called
that's
up
nice,
so quickly
really.
With that information.
Yes.
In fact, Iron, if you want to take the person's first name, we will thank them over the air publicly, and he can experience a sort of glow of satisfaction.
I was going to...
go ahead, Jim.
Oh, no, sorry. I was going to ask if, as far as other planets were concerned, as we expand, if we were to expand that exploration, and were it to be discovered that, in fact, there was some form of intelligence on some other planet somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily talking about our own solar system, but...
What's the matter? Get out of here.
Oh.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's quite all right. It's another form of life right here in the studio.
Iron, get those dogs out of here.
Nice pooch. Nice.
Leave the doors open and look what happens.
My gosh.
Continue. I'm sorry about that.
Not at all. Do you think that there'd be a big ethical issue over our colonizing or attempting to colonize a planet that already had other forms of life on it?
I'm sorry. Would there be problems colonizing a planet that already had life on it?
Yeah, yes. I mean, how do you think they might not feel too...
Well, it's interesting if you should bring that up, because on last week's Star Trek, I don't know if anyone watches the new Star Trek, but I do, and there was a planet where people were sent to develop life, okay? It was a desert planet, because there was no life on this planet whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So the scientists that were sent there were extracting the sand from the planet to make all kinds of compounds, and it was I guess they were draining the sand of whatever minerals it had.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it turned out was the sand itself was a life form, and it got very upset that this was happening.
Oh.
And it tried to attack the people that were there to destroy them. There was no question about it. These people came to destroy that life form, but they had no idea that the sand was a life form, an intelligent life form.
I'm never going to the beach again, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I mean, it makes you think, because we say, you know, life form, what is a life form?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't realize that life forms can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Life as we know it is a very sketchy phrase in
there.
But life as we don't know it can be just about anything else.
Yes.
There could be life on the sun. There could be life in the middle of space. Yeah, thank you. I honestly don't know where that voice came from. But there are all kinds of possibilities. In an infinite universe, there are an infinite number of possibilities, including the possibility that somewhere, someplace else, on another planet, someone is saying those exact same words now.
That's right.
Or not.
That's right.
Anyway, I still haven't heard the news, so let me get into the news here. More on the... on the primary, Vice President Bush had been hoping for a big boost from South Carolina voters going into the Super Tuesday contest, and I believe Super Tuesday is this week coming up.
Yes, that's right.
He got it today. Bush rolled to victory in the first southern state to have its say in the 1988 presidential campaign, collecting almost half the votes cast today. Bush says the win was a significant victory and a strong endorsement of his qualifications. The win appears to be so strong, Bush figures to collect all 37 delegates at stake. Pat Robertson had pointed to South Carolina to give his GOP candidacy a boost, but he isn't getting it. With 99% of the precincts reporting, Bob Dole is in second place, nearly 1.5 percentage points ahead of Robertson. And you might call the results from the Wyoming Democratic caucuses today a split decision. Albert Gore had a slight advantage when state convention delegates were used as the barometer, but Michael Dukakis had an edge with the popular vote. Both candidates claim victory. Richard Gephardt and Jesse Jackson trailed.
No, it's Gephardt.
Gephardt? I say Gephardt, and if he can't take it, that's his problem.
I say Gephardt. You say Gephardt? Gephardt.
At least Reagan, you don't have a problem. Some morons say Reagan, but that's their own fault. The GOP used a much more complicated formula with Bush and Dole about even. They always use a much more complicated formula, don't they? Even as South Carolina voters were going to the polls, Dole strategists were talking about where the Kansas senator might have to make a stand. Pollster Richard Worthlin says Illinois, which holds its primary March 15th, figures to be a key state for Dole. Worthlin says Dole has to do well in the Midwestern primaries. What are you doing?
I'm sorry, don't let me...
There's this person climbing all over the studio here, taking things and putting things there.
I'm trying to see if anyone wants the WUSB program guide, and obviously two people do.
Well, lots of people want the WUSB program. Is there a number they should call or something they should do to get the WUSB program guide?
Well, here it is.
Ah, there's a big promo on a piece of cardboard here.
Out.
The WUSB...
Hi, Sue.
The WUSB Program Guide supplement can be yours just for the asking.
Ta-da.
For fast delivery of... somebody
your
crossed
update.
Out something there. Okay, of your update, mail us a self-addressed stamped envelope at WUSB Student Union Building, SUNY at Stony Brook, Stony Brook, New York, 11794. Or call us at 632-690.1. Oh, I get it, 690.1. Who's hacking the phones in there? I hear that. You won't get your update unless you get in touch with us, so pick up that pen and write us today. Note, please put callers' names on... Oh, I'm not supposed to read that.
You're not supposed to read the note. Note is for the DJ.
I see, okay.
Isn't that the classic rule?
I hear somebody beeping, a secret beep in there. Do you hear that?
Yeah, I hear that. It's the Martians. It's the people... from the other planet.
Perhaps they're calling for a program guide.
Oh, yes. Well, let's try to continue with what's left of the news here. Former Congressman Pete Mikulski, remember him?
Oh, yes.
Whoops. Just had his name ripped in half. He also says Pat Robertson is a Long Island Railroad. Oh, liar. I'm sorry. I couldn't make that out for a second there. Pat Robertson is a liar. Let me just say it one more time. Pat Robertson is a liar!
Of course, there are
like
certain
saying
people.
That. I don't know what it is. You want to try it, Ivan? Let's all say it together.
He's not. They're claiming that
he's a liar.
We're quoting Pete Mikulski now, folks. We're quoting Pete Mikulski.
Quoting him at length.
Right.
We're quoting him. Pat Robertson is a liar!
That is a direct
you
quote.
Liar, Pat Robertson. And you lied to me. You lied to your own mother. All right. He said all that. And he will be admitting he's a liar if he drops a libel suit against Mikulski. A federal judge has told Robertson he can drop his suit against Mikulski if he pays. Can the Cub Scouts take their tour someplace else? Thank you. He can drop his suit against Mikulski if he pays some of the former congressman's court costs. Try saying that one, court costs.
Court costs.
I can't say that, I'm sorry. Mikulski says he will continue to tell people Robertson used his father's influence to duck Korean War combat duty. Yeah, I still prefer to say he's a liar. President Reagan says...
I prefer to call it doo-doo.
President Reagan says the Soviets have an attitude problem. Now, we tried this once before a few weeks ago. We tried calling President Reagan right here at the studio, and... we're going to try it again. He was busy last time, and it's understandable because he is a busy president. He's one of the busiest presidents we've ever had. Let's see if he's in today. Oh, he's there. Oh, dear. He seems to have turned into a computer. Let's try the other number we have for him. President Reagan will repeat his speech that he gave today just for us. And, of course... we consider that a very nice thing to do. If he's there, if he's not busy. Oh, he's busy. That's too bad. Unfortunately, he always seems to be busy. Well, anyway, Reagan said the Soviets have an attitude problem. In his weekly radio address, Reagan said the Soviet Union must abandon its offensive strategy in Europe. And if the Soviets don't take his advice, he says, NATO remains a strong and unified guardian of the free world. Reagan just returned from a NATO summit. And sources say Swiss businessman Bruce Rappaport has agreed to cooperate with an independent counsel's investigation of Attorney General Edwin Meese's role in a proposed Iraqi pipeline project. Rappaport was helping to put the deal together. The sources say Rappaport... I love that name. The sources say Rappaport, sounds like a machine gun, has told investigators the plan to make payments to Israel's Labor Party to win Israeli cooperation did not originate with him. Jim, what did I just say? You weren't paying attention, were you?
No.
I don't think anybody...
You like the name Rappaport.
Byron, do you know what I just said?
This relates to the Iraqi pipeline issue regarding Ed Meese. And Rappaport is a Swedish businessman. And in 1915, there were Martians building canals.
Yes. And finally in the news tonight, a Soviet journalist sent to New York City says he found the streets better marked, the motorists more sensible, and the traffic police more courteous. Which doesn't say much for Moscow driving conditions.
Let's give Moscow a call.
That little quip was brought to you by the Associated Press. Did not come from us, but yes, doesn't say much for Moscow driving conditions. Well, that is the news for tonight. And for what it's worth, that's from the Associated Press there. Our telephone number. Jim, I think you know our telephone number.
Yes, I do.
What is it?
I do. It's 516... Because there are some people that might be calling us from, say, Connecticut.
But well, in that case, it should be 1516.
Excuse me, you're absolutely right. 1516.
You know, Long Island is the only place left in the country where you don't have to dial 1 before an area code.
Is that so?
Yep, that's so.
That's wonderful.
That is so.
That is wonderful. But to reach WUSB, it's 1516, and then the number is 632-6901.
Yeah.
1516-632-6901.
It's interactive radio. You call us, we talk to you. You talk to everybody that listens to us. It's as simple as that.
Yep.
You know? 632-6901. Give us a call. Tell us what you think of
news.
And
by the way, thank you, Andrew, for giving us that information.
Oh, that was Andrew.
That was Andrew.
Sometimes I think Andrew is our only listener.
That was Andrew.
Very dedicated of him to come up with the information, yes.
Yeah. Well, I think each of us should give a pitch for phone calls here because so far the switchboard is dead.
Well, I'd be interested to hear what people think about colonizing Mars.
And, I'd love to know.
What ideas they may have, whether or not it relates to what Lyndon LaRouche was discussing, what they might have as an idea in regard to colonizing Mars, or anything that they might want to speak about, for that matter.
Okay, here's our first phone call. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Good going, Eric.
They disappeared. Well, that wasn't my fault. They disappeared on their own.
Yeah, I guess they...
Or maybe our phone system is hanging up on them again.
Or maybe... I see it ringing again.
Okay, here we go. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Yeah, how are you?
Hi. We're good. How are you?
Hi.
Fine. I'm calling from the dorms in Stony Brook.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. We didn't think anybody on campus listened to us.
No, we do. My roommate Joe wants to be on your radio station.
Uh-huh. Well, that's one thing that's possible. I mean, if you go to the campus here...
If we don't get on Mars first, then won't the Soviets beat us?
They will, and I might add they already have an advantage.
It's always been a space.
It is called the Red Planet already, you know, as if prophecy is there.
My.
But irregardless of all that, the Soviets have already approached us with plans for a joint expedition, where we would cooperate, they would cooperate, we'd send members of both of our countries over there to Mars, and I believe we're still considering that proposal. But I think it's a very good idea, something we shouldn't pass up under any circumstances, both for the sake of exploring space and for the sake of cooperating.
Would the Soviet Union insist on referring to it as Marsky?
I don't know. Let me ask the caller. Does he have any ideas on this?
No, maybe Joe does, though. He's also on the phone.
Ah, Joe, are you there?
They should oust Lyndon LaRouche.
Ask Lyndon LaRouche?
Oust.
Oust him from what? What is he?
Doing that, and they should have a joint effort between the Soviets and the Americans.
Uh-huh.
It's a little scary, the idea of Lyndon LaRouche. Seriously.
Well, you know, think of it from his point of view. Now, he doesn't have a very good chance of winning popular support here.
That's
but
true.
If by some fluke he does get in, he wants to get a whole planet of his own. You know, he wants to send people to Mars and call that LaRouche land. You know?
He could. He could have it as long as he would stay there.
Yeah, but, you know, it would become a powerful force.
Yeah, that's the problem.
We have no idea what it's going to be like in the future, but other planets, inhospitable worlds, will one day be home to lots of people. And, in fact, outer space between the planets will be home to a lot of people.
Wouldn't it make more sense
Eric Corley,
that we would, why haven't we colonized on the moon first as you know, before we would even think of going on Mars.
We're going to have to colonize on the moon simply because you can't keep blasting ships off from Earth because of the gravity.
Yeah, it just isn't a logical order to go on Mars first, so shouldn't we be discussing the moon here more?
We should, except people seem to be kind of disappointed in the moon. I don't know what they expected.
Yeah.
Did they expect to find a monolith there? Did they expect to find life?
You can't grow water there.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of boring as compared to Mars. That must be what it is.
Yeah, but you do have to take these things step by step. You move too fast, you have challenges, you know? That's what happens. But Mars is something to look forward to. I mean, what else is there in the solar system? Maybe Venus.
Mars,
the Soviets have already landed on Venus, I believe. Not with people, but with probes.
Venus is a little hostile to life.
It's pretty hot over there, yeah. But something that's very interesting, I don't know if people know this, Mercury is a planet, the first planet...
from the sun.
The first planet from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But like our moon, it always keeps one side turned towards the body it orbits. So imagine what it's like on the night side of Mercury.
Mm.
It never sees the sun. Maybe it's really, really cold.
Mm.
I don't know, but the planet closest to the sun might be really cold.
They must give a lot of good concerts on that side, I think.
And think of what it's like on the zone between the hot zone and the cold zone.
Mm.
I mean, there might just be conditions for life there.
Although
life as we know it, that is.
Although if you build a house there, you go crazy with the thermostat settings.
That's another thing. But solar energy would make a lot more sense there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, thanks for calling, folks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. 632-6901. That's our telephone number. And we'll talk to you about whatever you want to talk
about. Let's try to get LaRouche.
Okay. Do you have the number?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you give it to me so we don't have people beating us to the number and making it busy.
Okay.
Because sometimes people do that when you give out a number over the air. Plus, he may not want his number given out over the air. And you don't want to get Lyndon LaRouche angry at you. That's one thing you do not want.
All right. I'll write it down for you. And in the meantime, if you want to call and talk about colonizing Mars, the number is 632-6901, 632-6901, if you want to discuss discuss anything, for that matter. But most particularly now, we're discussing the colonization of Mars, or to put it another way, one small step for Snickers, one giant leap for the Three Musketeers.
Let's see if Reagan is still busy. Reagan doesn't seem to be doing anything right now. Reagan's phone is broken. Let's try it again. What kind of a number is this?
That's the number.
What area?
The area code is the first three digits, and then the information number is following it.
Oh, so that's not the actual number. That's just information.
Right.
Oh. Okay.
In Richmond, Virginia.
Reagan's still busy. Well, now, Iron, what I'm going to ask you to do is take the line in there that has regained its mystical powers and call. You can call information on that line and just get the number there. Okay?
Get the Richmond, Virginia?
Well, that 609 is southern New Jersey.
Yeah.
That's the number you gave me, 609.
Oh, that's the number Andrew gave me.
So maybe southern New Jersey has colonized Richmond, Virginia.
Well, we don't want to start accusing
No,
people.
No, no. We're just kidding here, folks. Southern New Jersey has not attacked Richmond, Virginia.
There's no
just
reason
joking.
To panic. Now, I believe, Jim, that's reminiscent of War of the Worlds.
I was going
to
say, I don't want to start.
They're going to make a series out of that.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, now, Irene, I'm going to give you dialing instructions here. You want to pick up the line there that ends in a 6, and I believe it's on the top of the phone.
Yes, I am aware.
And dial 609-555-1212.
Okay.
All right, good luck to you. While he's doing that...
You know, I was just going to say our number is 632-6901 here at WUSB.
We must be boring tonight because we're not getting any calls.
Well, I don't know. Maybe
we had a bingo
so enthralled by... What is a bingo, by the way?
Well, a bingo, we have... I believe 5 incoming lines on this line here. Then the phones after that aren't the same. They're different kind of lines. But we have 5 incoming lines, and if they all light up, we call that a bingo because they sort of they roll over, you know.
I see.
So one person calls up, then another person calls up, he gets on the second line, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I see. So maybe tonight the reason why the phones are quiet is that people are entranced by the notion of travel to Mars, and maybe some tuned in...
at a certain point in your conversation before and misunderstood what you were saying. I mean, even though you were stating it clearly, but since they tuned in late, might have thought you were saying that there were Martians on Mars building canals, and maybe people are
preparing to evacuate.
Or just are fascinated by that. But I do see a call coming in now.
I do see a call, but I'd like to see another one, 632-6901, because, you know, that way we can always go to the next call.
That's true.
It's always fun to go to the next
call.
That's true.
So actually, to those of you who haven't yet called, there is a caller who is calling now, and for his sake, or her sake, if you would call now, we would answer that phone, and then we would answer your call. So if you will call 632-6901.
You've got a Chinese food menu there. You're going after Chinese food?
Well, I was wondering if you wanted to go in. I want to call them and have them deliver Chinese food.
Oh, there's a Chinese food place that delivers?
Yes, sir.
That's wonderful.
Wow.
But we can't say what it is.
This is great. It's got a little red thing for hot stuff, and it says, Don't be scared by this. We will do it your way. You want it spicy? All right. You want it mild? All right. You want it not spicy at all? All right.
There's a whole red motif in tonight's show. We discussed the Soviets. We discussed Mars. We're discussing hot Chinese food.
Would you like some, Jim?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Let's read a menu here. Double-cooked hot sliced pork.
Well, I don't think you have to read the whole menu. I guess
sliced pork with snow peas.
Thank you.
Scallion.
That's okay. I don't want to subject the audience having to listen to the whole menu. I'll just try and think of something that's pretty
shredded beef
common
with hot garlic sauce.
Let me see. Do they have this might be considered kind of prosaic, but do they have like chicken chow mein?
Yes, they do.
That would be wonderful.
Fine.
What's shrimp with GG?
I think that's a new dish. It's shrimp with gamma globulin for those people who want to enjoy Chinese food and be immunized against certain diseases at the same time.
He's so quick. It's incredible.
I'd like to get our listeners involved in this somehow. I'm not quite sure how, but...
Can
the listeners order for us and we get whatever listeners tell us to get?
That's an interesting idea.
Okay. Then listeners call up and tell us what to get. Now, first, let's...
By all means.
Jim, are you open to...
Yes, I'm open. If no one suggests anything, I'll take the chicken chow mein. But otherwise, I'll take whatever a listener suggests. I'll be happy to.
Okay. Fine. This place may close before we get to this. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, I'd like to say your show saved my sanity a couple of times at work.
It saved your sanity?
Yes.
Well, if you work at this hour on a Saturday night, I think you need sanity saving.
I work at the hospital.
Ah, you definitely need it. Wow. What do you do at the hospital?
I'm a clerk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I was just staying late tonight every once in a while.
Is this a university hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Nice place over there. I like it.
I just got home now. Home now, not there now.
Anything out of the ordinary happened there tonight?
About Mars. Well, I'd like to say that any space exploration would be profitable in the long run.
Yeah.
And it'll pay us back millions of times what we pay for it, because there's a wealth. In the solar system, like in the belt, you'll find precious metals and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I really have to say.
Okay, well, I'd like to say I'm in full agreement with this person. I think space travel is the way to go. There may not be short-term profits, but were there short-term profits in discovering America? No. But look what came out of it. Maybe that's a bad example. No. I'm going to get phone calls now. But it's always good to explore. It gives you something to live for, to look forward to, the unknown.
I think it's a natural inclination of the processes of human intellectuality.
Yes. Let me just ask the caller one more question. We have a Chinese menu in front of us. Do you have any suggestions as to what we should get?
Is there chicken almond ding on the menu?
Let's see here. Chicken with almond ding. Let's see. That's item number 75. $3.70 for a pint, $7.20 for a quart. Now, how is it a quart? Oh, okay, it's not more than two pints. All right. I thought for a second there.
Get chicken almond ding and egg roll and some wonton soup. It's great.
Is that okay with Jim?
That's fine with me.
Okay.
I didn't hear that. What am I ordering?
Chicken almond ding, an egg roll, and what was the rest of it?
Wonton.
Wonton soup.
Wonton
soup. Order spare ribs, too.
You want to split the spare ribs? Well, I'd like it. Maybe we can split the spare ribs. That'll be nice. And even the soup or something. You know?
Get the chicken with hot garlic sauce.
All right, so Jim is taken care of. Now people call up.
Thank you to the caller, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Nice menu that you suggested.
Thank you.
Thank you.
632-6901 is our telephone number, and this is a unique chance for you to decide what it is that we're going to eat.
You're making history. I've never ever heard of this being.
Well, no.
You know, I'm not afraid to take chances. I'm not afraid to boldly go where no one ever wanted to go before.
This is a great opportunity. Order something spicy.
632-6901. I still don't know what I'm going to get.
Imagine.
Tell me what.
Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, imagine you can decide what will be ingested by the people who possess the voices that are coming out of the box that you're sitting around listening to.
In a manner of speaking.
No.
Okay.
We've
got a bunch of calls here. Let's go to them. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hi, it's your only caller, Andrew.
Our only listener, not our only caller. Well, actually, now you are our only caller. The other one seems to... Let's see. I've had
that before. That's very good.
There it is.
Chicken very healthy.
First one.
Very good.
Delivering in like 5 minutes.
Number 72. Well, we have to have our order straight. Chicken with broccoli. Okay.
Yeah,
give me a pint of that.
Broccoli with hot spicy.
I like it spicy. Sure.
One thing. If you're listening, Mr. Radio, call in right now.
Well, that's a lousy thing to do to us. But
no, don't call Mr. Radio.
Okay. Anything else
don't
for me?
Call.
Should I get an appetizer or what?
Put me on guess.
Hello?
Yeah.
Wonton soup.
Why is it supposed to be wonton soup?
Sweet, hot, and sour.
No, this man is dying for you to tell him to get ribs.
Or maybe a cold noodle with sesame sauce. I think that's
Ooh.
Good.
That's very nice.
Yeah. You know, we must be driving people crazy.
Yeah.
Either because they don't care or because they're starving.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Andrew, thank you for calling us.
All right, bye.
Thanks, Andrew.
632-6901. Yes, Area code 516. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Yeah. Have you ever tried get a chow fun? Get a chicken chow fun.
Oh,
there you go. Chow fun is
nice.
Good.
It's very good.
No,
it's one of my favorites.
Iron, I believe you were with me when I was at a Chinese place where we had something bizarre.
Yes.
I think it was Chris Crowley that got it. But do you remember what that was?
Oh,
shredded
yeah.
beef Szechuan is also excellent.
I'm sorry.
It was really very tasty.
Yeah, but do you remember what it was?
No.
It had a funny name.
I think it
was Buddha's Delight.
No, it wasn't Buddha's Delight.
That
That's very good.
I think it was canadle with
that
snow peas.
You don't like Buddha's Delight?
I don't understand what
the Get out of this studio. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
oh, my Buddha's Delight.
Wohops in New York?
Wohops, yes. I go there all the time. But except I can't say that. That's a brand name. But I go to Chinese places that are open 24 hours a day in the city all the time, yes.
I don't want to interrupt this conversation. Just decide. Chicken with broccoli or chow fun?
No, chicken with broccoli, definitely.
Yeah.
But how about you,
Spicy.
Irene? Are you getting anything?
No, I can't afford it.
Well, I can't either. I don't know how I'm going to pay for this.
Well, you better figure it out soon.
I think I will.
I'm a student.
No MSG and no salt, too, if possible.
Buddhist Delight.
Oh, yes, we have fun here. Buddhist Delight is very good. I like Buddhist. You ever had that, Jim?
What is that comprised of?
I think our caller hung up.
I may have had that. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. It's kind of...
Still here.
Oh, you're still there. It's vegetables. It's rice.
I think I did have that once, and I think it was...
Little
I enjoyed
tiny
it
corns, you know?
Yes.
Not like the ones on your feet. The ones look like, you know, regular... Rows of corn, ears of corn, except they're very tiny.
Yes, I think I have had that. It's,
pieces of broccoli.
It's a very healthy, all that vegetables, very healthy.
Beans, sprouts, tofu,
yes.
All that stuff.
Tofu, yummy.
Yeah, let's hear it for tofu. Woo! Well, that's, I guess that settles it for us. I hope we get fortune cookies with him.
I'm sure he will.
Do you promise to read your fortune cookies for us later?
If they come in time, we certainly will. Yes, we certainly will.
That would be great.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks very much for calling and for helping
yeah.
us.
I love Chinese, you know, I just...
Chinese food is great, but you know, what I've been having a lot of recently is Indian. Indian is nice and hot and spicy.
I would never eat that. You ever see Faces of Death?
Well, you know, I have seen Faces of Death and some of the people I'm dining with as I'm suggesting that they try this piece of you know, whatever deadly stuff, but it's really pretty good. You know, you have to adjust your taste a little bit.
It is very tasty.
That turned me off a little.
It is very tasty. It's just it's a little too hot for me. I like hot taste up to a certain point, but it's just a little too much for me.
I just discovered a place in the city that's half Indian restaurant and half pizzeria.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Really?
You walk into this place and there's a pizzeria there and there's also Indian food.
Extraordinary.
You can buy lotto tickets, have your fortune read, and rent Indian films.
Would you like your pizza with curry or not?
Pizza with curry. I have to try that.
Is it tandoori sauce?
Yeah, it's a unique thing. Only in New York, you know? Well, thanks very much for calling, sir.
Can you get lottery tickets with curry there?
I don't know about the lottery tickets.
Is it for the New York lottery or the New Delhi lottery?
I've never bought a lottery ticket, I'll have you know.
Okay.
I've never done it.
I have a couple of times.
Have you won?
No.
Most people don't.
No, I came semi-close.
And the people that keep buying lottery tickets are the ones that can't afford to the most, if you know what I mean.
Well, I did. I don't remember where. I think I read some article, I think it was yesterday in a newspaper, where someone was saying that they were concerned that that people who bought lottery tickets could ill afford to do it. No, the people who bought them repeatedly could ill afford to do so and had such a small chance of winning.
Yeah, and when you rationalize it by saying that the money that you buy lottery tickets with goes towards education, what you're saying is all these middle and lower income people that buy lottery tickets and don't win, the vast, vast majority, are spending all of that money on education, which sounds very nice, but when you think of it, these are poor people who are spending so much money in education. Where are the rich people? You know, they should be the ones supporting education, don't you think?
That's an important point to ponder, because
like you're holding a carrot over these people's heads, you know.
We don't have enough money for this Chinese food.
We don't have enough money. Well, we can't ask the listeners to send us money.
No, no,
especially
we don't
not
have
tonight.
How much? Well, are we allowed to say how much money we need over the air?
No, sure, why not?
How much do we need altogether? Couldn't be more than $10. Yeah.
I'd be happy to contribute, of course. It goes without saying.
Except I don't think I have any. Well, actually, I have.
Well, I can cover you.
I've got a
problem.
Bank card. I can always figure out a way to get money out of those machines somehow. My money, not anyone else.
No,
I don't take that the wrong way.
No.
Gave me that look there.
I was just kidding.
$15.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
You see, Indian food is so cheap. You can just go in and get all this stuff for $5. You know? Amazing amount of food.
But, no, that's no problem. I can work that out.
Okay, well, we'll pay you back after the show.
No trouble at all.
Iron, I want you to get in there and start pitching for calls, because obviously me and Jim don't know how to do it.
I'm really disillusioned.
Yeah, well, let's hope Iron has the magic touch here. 632-6901.
That should be here in about 45 minutes.
No.
How can it take 45 minutes to deliver Chinese food when it's only a few blocks away?
I have to make it first.
All that stuff is already made.
No MSG added like another 10 minutes.
They just have an MSG sucker. You never seen those
What
things?
If we just have them deliver
MSG?
They
suck all the MSG out of it.
I don't believe you. There's no such thing.
Such thing as MSG sucker? There's one born every day.
What if we just have the MSG delivered without the food? Will that speed things up?
A friend of mine saw a truck in New York City. Actually, I think it was Frank Burgett that saw this truck that said 100% natural MSG. It was a huge truck.
It figures. It would probably be puffed out from all the MSG. The way people's cheeks sometimes get red and a little puffy from it.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you something before I got here, but I can't think. Oh, yes. I was going to tell you how much I appreciated the music at the beginning of the show. It just, like, had me walking on clouds there.
What was the name of that?
Something about some sort of a bird and how parakeet, how she loves
it. Like Polly or something?
Polly the parakeet or whatever that was.
That
yes.
Was so sweet.
We thought it was an early Madonna record. It was an early Talking Heads record, actually. No, I'm only kidding. I don't want to get sued by the Talking Heads.
We can thank Tracy for bringing that in. Why do you play a boat horn every time I say Tracy's name? we had this person come in and bring all these records from her childhood, I guess.
Yes.
We all have records from our childhood, you know.
Yeah.
These old 78s and 45s and things. And lately, a lot of us have been bringing them into the station and playing them for no apparent reason.
No,
but people seem to like it.
I think it's a lot of fun.
You're required every hour to have a few seconds of silence like that. It's an FCC requirement.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Now, Iron, if you will step up to the microphone here and ask the people to please kindly call, maybe we'll get a call. Don't be nervous.
Would you, the audience, care to call Brain Damage? Please call Brain Damage at 632-6901.
Well, Iron,
feel inhibited.
I regret to say you failed, because we still don't have a call.
No, give it 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
Okay.
Five, four,
three, two, one. 1,000, 2,000.
No, Iron, I'm sorry. 1, it doesn't look like you have the power of doing it either.
Oh, no, look, it hung up. No.
You picked the phone up yourself and hung it up.
Hey, that's not true. You liar. You lie.
I'm going to try President Reagan here.
Was that Pete McCloskey speaking there? Or? Oh, no, it wasn't. Sorry.
632-6901. I don't know. Maybe something happened out there. Maybe there's a nuclear holocaust that we don't know about.
I don't. I think we'd have been aware of that by now.
Oh, Reagan's still busy. Did we ever get the number for Lyndon LaRouche?
No.
Why not?
Because the operator was sleeping.
Ah, there's no number then.
This is WUSB Stony Brook, by the way.
And these are chanting demonstrators. Well, really absolutely nothing to do with what we're doing here, but I'm looking through my file of stories here. People send us interesting stories.
I want to know how they got a waterbed on campus.
Ah, I think the phone's ringing.
The phone is ringing. In fact, I hear it ringing
Thank
through
you.
The...
That was me.
That's right.
Okay, let's
That's
find
right.
out.
Credit where credit's
evening.
Due, absolutely.
Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
This is Brain Damage?
It certainly is.
This is WUSB, right?
That's what it is.
Uh-huh. I was driving down the road,
uh-huh.
and I heard Iron appealing for a phone call.
He heard you appealing for a phone call.
I was.
I heard. Iron,
That's
this
inspiring.
Is
you recognize my voice?
Yes, of course.
Who is it?
What?
Who is it?
It's Gary.
It's Gary.
Hey, Gary.
How you doing, Iron?
Hey, pretty good.
And I don't know why I'm calling, but I knew Iron needed a phone call, so I pulled off the side of the road. I'm on 347. I'm on my way to Brooklyn.
It's extraordinary.
I heard that, and I just had to call.
Can I ask why you're going to Brooklyn at this time of day?
What?
Why are you going to Brooklyn?
I cannot reveal that at this time. However, well, in any case, no, I'm going to visit my wonderful girlfriend in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
She's not feeling quite up to par right now.
Oh, I'm uh-huh. sorry.
And I hope your Chinese food gets there soon. I heard you talking about that. I hope the MSG doesn't get to you. And
we ordered without MSG.
Yeah, no MSG for
MSG.
Us.
That's
no
good,
MSG.
Because it always gives me a headache anyway.
I once had a...
And by the way, did you know that Brain Damage is the name of the sequel film to Basket Case? I just thought you should know that.
Well, thanks for telling us.
No, but I understand...
It's supposed to be really sick. It's all about this creature that looks like a spinal cord that kind of runs around and jumps on people's faces and sucks their brains out. And apparently it's a real crowd pleaser. And it's going to get an Academy Award this year. And Joe Bob Briggs gives it 4 stars. So, just to know that there's a film out named after Brain Damage or named Brain Damage.
Well, it has to be named after us. It has to be.
Up and coming there.
Uh-huh. All right, well, you get back in your car then. What part of Wisconsin Highway are you on?
Right now... let me see. Well, I'm in between Hop Hog and the mall somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And,
I'm
right next to the Yellow Top Farms. I'm in the parking lot.
Oh, yes, I know that
the
well.
The police are going to see there's a lone car in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
They're going to come in and get me soon.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they find out you're listening to WUSB.
Let me see, just a car parked in front of a closed store. I don't know why that would bother them. But, you know, you can't explain these sort of things.
That's pretty incredible. Well, it's very...
Abigail for me.
I shall indeed.
Very good.
It's dark and desolate there, isn't it?
I think it's rather well lit there, isn't it?
Desolate.
But isn't it very well lit, as I remember?
Yeah.
Truck with several large men standing around the back all the way behind the store. I can't see what they're doing. I think they have firearms. I'm not going to worry about it. But anyway.
Maybe they're just giant rutabagas that they have.
before I...
Okay, well, you get back on your merry way then. How are you going to go in?
I hear that the road collapsed above part of
Northern Boulevard.
Parkway.
I think it's... I think it's Van Wick Expressway.
An overpass that collapsed
yeah.
the road.
Or it was going
really,
to or something.
Or it was starting to collapse.
The
I
Van...
don't know what the story is, but that closed down the road for a few days and probably made all rush hour commuters real happy.
The Van Wick Expressway is what you want to avoid, but I don't think you'd have to take that to get to Brooklyn anyway.
Yeah, I'm just going to take the... I'm going to take the Northern State in because then I get to take my favorite road, which is the Interborough Parkway.
The Interborough
Why
Parkway.
Why is it your favorite road?
The road of death. It's very exciting, especially when it used to be 2 lanes. I'm sorry they made it 1 lane because now I have to go back to amusement parks to get real thrills. that road was great. It had this 1-foot-high divider in the middle, which is totally useless except to pin cars on top of and watch them teeter-totter around.
You mean the whole stretch of Interborough is now 1 lane?
Except for parts where it gets wider than a car and a half, where they turned it back into 2 lanes. Before, it was only 1 car wide, and they had it as 2 lanes. So that was pretty exciting, especially when a taxi cab wanted to get somewhere fast for a fare.
Yeah, other people still try to pass you.
Oh, yeah, but I drive this huge old boat of a car, a big old 77 LTD, so when they try to do that, I just shove them over the overpass, you know.
You got to do what you got
to
do.
I think that anyone who drives on that road should take care. And, not cause accidents. So I have to maintain that sort of a sort of an attitude on the highways myself.
Yeah.
No one else is going to do it. It's a dirty job. But
hey, this is New York, you know?
You're kind of like the equalizer of the Interborough Parkway. Is that the idea?
Highway safety. And considering the fact that I have no brake lights, you know, that's... That helps, too.
Oh, that's exciting.
I hope there's no policemen listening because they know exactly where you are, they know what to look for, and they know where you're going.
No. I'm just kidding. No, that's all right. I'm getting them fixed immediately.
Well, you should, because that's dangerous driving around without brake lights.
I think you can...
I have a flashlight with red paper over the front that I wave
good.
Out the window.
Here's a little tip.
Down,
maybe you can attach a pumpkin or something to the back of the car and be able to top there.
Here's a little tip for you without the brake lights.
I'm standing in a phone booth with no door on it, which is probably also seems to have been used as a bathroom by every bum in the vicinity.
Well, most phone booths don't have doors anymore for some reason.
Yeah,
but
I think it's for that reason.
Since you don't have brake lights anymore... This is what you do. You have taillights, I assume.
Right.
Okay. Whenever you come to a stop, throw on your four-way flashers.
Mm.
That way, at least you get some more light than the person behind you may think. Maybe he's putting his brakes on.
Good point.
Yeah.
So four-way flashers? You mean your emergency?
Yeah. Your emergency flashes. That way, at least lights come on in the back, and the person is alerted that something is changing.
Right.
At the very least, it'll confuse people.
Or you can just roll down the window, stick your head out, and yell, I'm stopping!
Yeah.
Or you can hand signal.
There's a hand signal for stopping. Does
actually, seriously, you could, yes.
I know what it is.
Damn.
Yeah.
I know what it is. It's to put your arm downward.
Right.
Out your left arm. Because if you do it with your right arm, you see, unless you're in England or something, no one's going to tell.
That's right.
That's a big problem because people come here from England, they try driving around, they use their right arm hand signal.
Very, very
And then
true.
The people in the back seat, they know about
this.
They
just have an invisible
stuff.
Girlfriend in the front seat. Nobody knows anymore.
Let me ask you something. You're at a payphone now, right?
Right.
Did you put money in to call us?
No, I use my calling card.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why we weren't getting interrupted.
Right choice.
Yep.
Yeah, because if you had put money in, I was going to say, let's stay on and wait for that nasty little recording to come on so we can all sort of yell at him at the same time.
Yeah. No such payphone fun on this one right now.
Okay, well, look, you have fun on your way to Brooklyn.
Okay, and I'll continue listening to your show on the way until it fades out, which will probably be somewhere around Hicksville. It actually does carry pretty well.
You can get us all the way to Hicksville, eh?
Yeah, usually. Depends. Depends what the cloud cover's like, because the signal's bouncing down off the clouds.
Uh-huh.
Then it either stops in Hicksville or Kansas. I really...
Well, let me issue an appeal here. If there's any listeners to the west of Hop Hog, give us a call now, and we'd like to know how far the signal is traveling west.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you,
take
Gary.
Take it easy, Gary.
Take
right,
care.
Take
good trip.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too.
Okay, let them talk on the other line. 632-6901, if you're west of Hop Hog, give us a call and let us know how the signal's coming in. Area code 516, especially if anyone's in Nassau. I don't know if our signal still goes to Nassau, but it would be nice.
632-6901, and I think someone's responding right now.
Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hi.
How
are you?
Okay, how are you?
Where are you?
We're in Port Jeff.
That's in the other direction. But what's going on in Port Jeff tonight?
Hi.
Sounds like it.
Your station, and you said to call, so we thought we'd give you a call.
Well, yes, we do.
We
appreciate that. Now, tell me, why were you listening to the radio tonight?
Well, we were switching stations. We were watching MTV, and then, we put on the radio.
And we snagged you, huh?
And Sarah Feldman was switching the stations.
Uh-huh. Well, that's quite interesting.
About a second, my friend Mary would like to talk to you.
Okay.
How are you tonight?
Okay, how are you, Mary?
We're just fine.
Oh, that's good.
And who is this?
This is Miriam.
Miriam.
Yeah, and Dara Liebig. And Dara Feldman. No, what are you talking about tonight? We were just crossing the station.
Oh, what's the dog's name?
Peaches.
Excuse me?
Peaches.
Peaches?
Peaches. Peaches.
What kind of dog is Peaches?
What?
What breed of dog is Peaches?
She's a mutt.
Mutts are nice dogs very often.
What kind of a mutt? What's in this dog?
Beagle Terrier mix, I think.
Oh, wow. Sounds adorable.
She's kind of ugly. Can you do me a favor and say Peaches so she goes crazy?
Well, I wouldn't want to contribute to the dementia of a canine, but...
Does Peaches often go crazy?
No kidding. Hiya, Peaches. How you doing?
Hey, Peaches. Yo, Peaches. Come here, Peaches. Come here.
Go die. Go sit
I've never had so much fun in my life.
Sit, Peaches.
Peaches, sit. Yo, sit. You sit.
Wait, are you guys at Stony Brook College?
Stony Brook University, the State University of New York at Stony Brook. Peaches,
no,
Peaches, shut up.
What?
I'm talking to Peaches here. He can hear me through the radio, right?
It's she.
What?
I'm sorry. Peaches can hear me through the radio, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Peaches, cool out. Sit. Lie down. There.
Good boy.
All right.
Wait,
I just want to try one thing. Does he know the speak command?
No.
Oh, he doesn't. Oh, well, forget it then. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, I see they're having some calm fun with Peaches there.
Are
we
at Stony Brook College?
Well, yes, I guess you could say we're at Stony Brook College. At Stony Brook, let's just put it that way. They get very upset when we call it Stony Brook College. I don't know why. It's supposed to be the State University of New York at Stony Brook. It's like a slogan, you know?
Actually, we're all in the Department of Canine Agitation here.
Were you talking about brain dead or something?
Brain damage, or as Lister says, brain drain, you know?
Actually, we were talking about colonizing Mars. We were asking people what they thought about the possibility of exploring Mars and other planets.
We were also talking about getting Chinese food, and we were asking our listeners to help us
decide.
Do you want
to deliver it? Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Can you get me some Chinese food?
What would you like? Not that we can, but we're just curious.
I would like to shoot the last. And spares.
Uh-huh.
And egg rolls. And some wonton soup.
I knew she was going to say wonton soup. I knew it.
One thing. I love Chris Albanese. Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Right.
Are you guys, like, in a room right now and everything?
Well, let's try to draw the picture here.
Well,
I'm in
know.
One room. Jim is in another. Iron is sort of slumped on the floor in the hallway.
Did you make, like, your own radio station or something?
No. Well, I guess in a way, Jim, you probably know more about this than anyone. You sort of built this place, didn't you?
Oh, I know. I didn't actually build it. I was involved in some of the planning and some putting together some of it, but there were a tremendous number of people who
Jim, can you hear your voice echoing?
Contributed, yes.
Doesn't that sound amazing?
Yes, I yes, it is. Sounds kind of nice.
Can we ask you a favor?
Yeah.
Instead of turning your radio down, could you turn your radio up?
We turned it up. This is
Can you hold the phone as close to it as you can?
Okay, hold on.
Now,
you're
this is going to be in. This will be in. Will this be in delay now?
No. This is a test.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking through the
feedback,
phone here.
All right, there,
and we're talking over the radio. Feedback. This is feedback.
My gosh, it sounds like the first
to make a real loud noise and everything.
Sounds like the first experience these fine young people have had with audio feedback.
Yeah,
they seem to be responding to it pretty calmly for people who have encountered it for the first time.
How about Peaches?
I wonder how Peaches feels about it.
Peaches
is probably in Hot Bog by now. Probably.
Hey, Peaches! Peaches, come here,
Peaches!
Peaches
is probably jumped into Gary's car as he proceeds to Brooklyn.
Do you play music?
Oh, we certainly do. Listen.
Would you be a little play Burning Up by Madonna?
Well, no, we don't play that kind of music. We play
music that's great.
We play music that, you know, sounds nice.
Why don't you guys make your own music and play it for us?
Well, you know, in fact, some people are doing that.
Yes.
Some people were making their own music before. We always do things like that. Yeah, we can play anything we want.
Do you give away free Michael Jackson tickets?
No, we're not that crazy.
Jackson or Madonna, just
play
it at a different speed.
What is the station called?
What's that?
What is the station called?
We're WUSB, Stony Brook.
Now on, we are going to listen to you.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
We're 90.1 on your FM dial. We're the first station in the 90s.
Of the 90s.
Of the 90s. Who cares?
You get a lot of people calling you?
Yes. We get tons of calls. So many calls we don't know what to do with. In fact, so many calls that it almost looks like we don't have any, because when people call at the same time, it sort of makes the phone...
No, Jared, forget it.
Yeah, you know how it is?
Excuse me, would you be able to hold on?
Could we hold on?
Yeah.
Well, we can try. I'm sure we can just banter on about something else.
Okay, hold on.
It sounds like they hung up. That's what it sounds like. But we'll know in a second if that little red light goes out, that means they did, in fact, hang up.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that they just put us on hold. I wonder why.
It sounded like hanging up to me.
Did it?
If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong.
It might have been. It might have been.
It had sort of a final kind of a sound to it, you know?
It's a little hard for me to tell. Perhaps they're consulting with Peaches on some matter of importance.
Oh, they are still there. I'm wrong.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
That was my friend Tiffany Purple. Oh, wow! Can you, like, announce our names, like, tell, like, remember us and everything?
If you want to say your name, go ahead.
Zara Liebig, Marion Lugardo, and Zara Feldman.
Oh, we love Marion!
Now, your names have just been beamed all the way over to Connecticut,
Zara,
and over to Nassau County.
Do you have a father who teaches on campus?
Zara, do you have a father who teaches at a campus?
Nah.
No? All right. I'm a Professor Feldman now.
What a line, Irene. What a line.
Opening. Wait, are you guys students?
What can I say? I try.
Well, some of us are. Irene here is a student.
Hey, how old are you?
Susan is a student. We're older than students, me and Jim.
A student.
A
student means you study. I don't study.
We're not allowed to say our ages on the air. That's an FCC law.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right, well, are you over 21?
Yes, we're over 21.
Excuse me.
What are you studying?
Never, shut up.
Right now, I'm studying the clock. It's 14 after 11.
What are you studying?
I study sociology.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I want to be a psychologist when I'm older.
Then you wouldn't study sociology,
would you? I want to be a psychologist when I get older.
I
want to
be a cosmetologist.
And someone else wants to be a cosmetologist?
I'm very smart.
To study the cosmos or to study cosmetics?
Cosmetics. I'm a very smart person.
Oh. Would you like to study cosmetics in the cosmos?
Well, let me ask these callers one final question. Do you think we should send people to Mars? That was my next question. Well, we have your names. If something comes up, we will certainly let you know.
Why don't you give us a call?
When my number? No, guys. We're on radio.
This is really cool for us because, like, we've never faces on the radio.
Guys, I have another call.
Forget about it. Right.
Oh, they have call waiting. Okay, well, we'll talk to you later.
Okay. I'll call you back.
Okay, if necessary.
Bye.
Bye.
So long, peaches.
So much for them. Yeah, I don't know if you heard that little noise, but that meant they had a call coming in. They have more calls coming in than we did.
That's right. Extraordinary. Yeah. Maybe some other radio stations are calling them. You know, talking about MSG before, I remember once having a very amusing MSG attack in 1972. What had happened was a couple of friends of mine and myself were sitting and watching the coverage of then-President Nixon's trip to China. It was historical because it represented the official recognition by the United States of mainland China. And it put us in mind to go out and get some Chinese food after we watched the news coverage. So we went to a local Chinese restaurant in this area, and the food was delicious. It was very good. And then they brought us the check, and the check was very reasonable. But all of a sudden, they asked me if I would figure out the check, or somehow I just ended up figuring out the check. And all of a sudden,
what the waiters asked you to figure out?
No.
Oh,
no, it was not the honor system there.
Okay.
Although they were trusting to a reasonable point. It just somehow of the three of us that were eating there, I was going over the check, and then when I was indicating the sums that each of us had to pay, one of the other people asked me a perfectly sane, reasonable question.
That is unusual.
Perfectly friendly question. And all of a sudden, but not an amusing question. It was just a very routine question about the arithmetic or about one of the items in the menu or in the check or something.
Uh-huh.
And I suddenly found this hysterically funny. I don't remember exactly what it was that he said, but when he repeated it a couple of times as if to clarify what he said so I would, because he couldn't believe that I was finding what he was saying so amusing, I began laughing even harder and harder and harder, and I remember feeling my cheeks getting this rosy kind of glow in them and a prickly kind of feeling, and I felt as if my entire face was expanding, the entire width of the restaurant, and I found this to be extraordinarily amusing. And then I got into the kind of situation which you may be familiar with, where when you're laughing hysterically and uncontrollably, you become amused by the very thought of that, and that brings on that much more laughter. Happens to me in theaters a lot when I find something that's very funny and not only is the event very funny that I'm watching, but my reaction, because sometimes I have this really goofy laugh, cracks me up because I hear my laugh, and I hear other people laughing at me, at my laugh, and that amuses me even further. But in this restaurant, they practically had to carry me out of there. I was just absolutely hysterical. And from then on, in a weird kind of way, I connect the recognition of mainland China, of the image of Richard Nixon toasting Cho En Lai as something that's hysterically funny. And every time I hear about this, well, it doesn't go that far. I didn't think it was that funny. I become absolutely hysterical. Although occasionally, I have been known to, no, I better not say that. Sorry. We have another call. I'm sorry?
I've never had that kind of experience.
Maybe
tonight we'll all have that kind of experience.
But you didn't get any MSG, so.
Oh, the MSG is what does
Well, maybe that. It was the MSG. And I'm not complaining. It wasn't that they had put it. It was just
is
a particular reaction.
Is that why people don't get MSG? Because they don't want to laugh?
No, I think it's because they just feel a certain either heavy-headedness or lightheadedness or something happens to them. But I'm sure it was the MSG, and I never really have had that strong reaction from it. I'm usually able to contain it, but for some reason that night I just was flying off somewhere.
I had a friend who had MSG once on an empty stomach, and he fainted on a subway train.
Really?
Now,
did he faint while he was inside a subway car, or did he fall over on top of the subway train?
No, he fainted inside
a
subway car. Now, of course, there's no subways near here, so I'm not worried about having MSG, but the thing is... It just seemed like an odd thing to happen. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Well, this is Andrew again.
Hello.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi. I want to ask, I know I already said this, but Mr. Radio.
Mr. Radio's not around. Mr. Radio is no more. He's not here. Isn't it obvious? He's gone to bigger and better things.
I know he went on WBAB.
Well, that's not one of them, but he doesn't seem to be here tonight. Unless he's saving himself for the very last.
What do you like about Mr. Radio?
I hate his guts. I want to have a debate with him.
Oh, good.
Yes, well, maybe after our break he'll call in. We are going to have a break. Yes, I did lead into that rather cleverly there.
I want to ask you something.
Thanks for calling, Andrew.
One thing.
Yeah.
I love John Connolly.
Well, we all do. We all love John Connolly.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Andrew.
John Connolly's on every Monday night at 11.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
You said that you don't want any MSG in your food.
I did say that.
But you don't understand why people order food without MSG.
I just did it to be in, okay? I didn't think I'd have to debate it.
Okay,
you know?
I see. Okay.
We are going to take a break here, just to give ourselves a moment. Why are you spinning my record backwards?
I'm starting it from the beginning.
Well, no, it's okay. You can start there. Okay. There you go. We are going
to... have any message on there, like MSG is dead or something
no,
like
no,
that?
No, no messages.
Can I find Madonna?
Music.
Is she here tonight?
Well, she was in the record library a while ago, and I can't find her anymore.
Well, tell her to put her records away this time. It's 21 minutes after 11 o'clock, and right now we're going to play you a little something. Occasionally, Jim, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but sometimes things happen on your phone that are kind of strange.
Mm.
You ever get like a crossed line?
Oh, yes, rather often.
Somebody else is on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they can hear you, sometimes you can hear them.
Yes.
Usually it doesn't work both ways,
right.
though. Occasionally, though, it does work both ways.
That's right.
And when that happens, you can have a great deal of fun with it.
Yes.
Especially if they, for some reason, think that you're the operator, which isn't hard to do.
Mm.
Now, we managed to find a situation like that where a person was making a phone call to a foreign country, and the person in question managed to sort of stick on the line and convince him that he was the operator and just kind of chat back and forth for a little while. So we're going to take a listen to that, then we'll come right back
here.
Music non-stop. Techno power. Synthetic electronics.
Sir, what country is this?
Pakistan.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Salaam alaikum.
Salaam alaikum.
Waalaikum salaam.
Kya hal chaal hai?
Achha, Tariq bol raha hai. Bilkul khair hai, tum sunao kaise kara bete telephone.
Bas aise hi kara, kaafi din ho gaye the.
Achha, wo woh na to aaj subah gayi na, se fresh hai na.
Achha. Excuse me, sir.
Haan.
Sir?
Yes.
How do you say telephone in Pakistani?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
How do you say telephone in Pakistani?
Telephone.
Telephone? Really?
Yes.
Isn't that neat? What's she saying? I don't know
Pakistani.
What is she saying in English?
Telephone.
That's what she's saying?
Oh, he's saying, how are you?
Oh, tell the operator's fine.
हाँ जी क्या कह रही थी आप
हाँ ये किसी और की आवाज आ रही थी
वो बीच में वो बोल रहा था कि क्या बोल रहे हैं
अच्छा नहीं आप बता दीजिए
कैसे तो Excuse me, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Is it difficult to speak two languages?
Yeah, it is.
But how tough is it to learn English?
But you know, in our country we learn English from fifth grade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good. I don't think there's enough bilingual education in the United States.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's all right. हाँ.
मैंने
वो कुछ सवाल पूछ रहा था.
अच्छा.
क्या था कि तुम दो-दो ज़माने किस तरह बोल लेते हो?
अच्छा. वो आप लोगों की तारीफ कैसे करेंगे तुम्हें?
अब तो.
I'm sorry, sir.
Yes.
I'm just curious. What did she say?
अच्छा, बेटे वो हम लोग चालीस को सबे अगले महीने की ग्यारह तारीख को.
अच्छा.
हाँ.
Sir.
Yeah.
What was she saying? I'm sorry, I couldn't understand that.
What she saying?
Yeah, what did she say?
So she's talking about something else.
Oh, is it interesting or?
Yeah, it's going interesting.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Continue. I'm just curious.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I don't often get calls to other countries.
Yeah,
are you talking about now? 40
March. 11
March.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Do you have a big family in Pakistan, or did a lot of people come to the United States?
No, very few.
Very few.
Most of them are there.
Oh, I see. So that's your mother there?
My mother is there.
Oh, so who are you speaking to?
She's my aunt.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Won't happen again.
Hello?
हाँ
ऐसी हो अच्छा अगले महीने की 11 तारीख को हो रहा है
क्या 11 तारीख को कर रहा है
देख लें
अच्छा वो तुम बेटा टेलीफोन कर लेना बहुत परेशान रहता
है टेलीफोन राइट
तुमसे मेरा खत मिल गया मैंने एक लिखा हुआ
हाँ तुम्हारा खत भी मिल गया तुम जैक भी सब हो भी मिल गया
और सब खैरियत है
हाँ और खैरियत अच्छे तुम्हारे बेटे की आवाज़ सुना हूँ अभी लेटा लेटा अब्बा अब्बा कह रहा था
बोलता
वो तो माशाल्लाह बोला होता नहीं साथ हम लोग
बहुत
दिल बहलाए रखता
है सबका अच्छा
एक्सक्यूज मी
लाओ तो
था लेके आए
अच्छा
यस
आई एम क्यूरियस व्हाट्स द टाइम डिफरेंस बिटवीन हियर एंड पाकिस्तान
10 आवर अहेड
देयर 10 आवर्स अहेड ऑफ अस
नाइट ओवर देयर आई थिंक 7 o'clock इन द मॉर्निंग
ओह वाओ
मंडे
सो यू कॉलिंग ब्राइट एंड अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग फॉर देम
या
How long ago did you come here?
I heard from
Abba.
About 10 years.
14 years.
Abba? What?
चलो ठीक है
4 बजे कर लेगा जरूर करना अच्छा
वैसे सब खैरियत है
हाँ खैरियत है वैसे सब खैरियत है
अच्छा अच्छा ओके बस
अच्छा, खुदा हाफिज
Music from Kraftwerk here on USB. Music and sound effects, I might add.
And for a real taste treat, why not spread some mayonnaise and then add some... Oh, no, not that Kraftwerk, sorry.
No. Different crap works.
No.
28 minutes after 11 o'clock, and yes, that was the famous phone call to Pakistan that never quite made it through. That poor guy, I mean, he paid full price for that call, I think.
Gee.
But occasionally that's what happens. Occasionally your lines get crossed and you just get hooked up to the most bizarre people.
Absolutely.
And there's not a gosh darn thing you can do about it.
No.
Let's get out the phone number again, even though we seem to have a bunch of calls.
Yeah.
When we don't ask for calls, we get them.
Get them, yeah.
All right, let's ask for calls and see if we can get rid of these now.
Okay.
632-6901, that's our telephone number, area code 516. Give us a call.
You're at 90.1 FM.
Yeah, that's our frequency. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hi. This is Gary again. I'm just checking in. You'd like to know that the signal just gave out on Route 110 in Huntington.
Yeah, that's about where we usually give out, yeah.
All right. Mm. It could also be because I'm sitting right underneath WGSM.
So maybe, yeah.
There's probably a little signal conflict going on here.
Well, I think you'll find that it'll pop back in a couple of times in Nassau, but then it'll go out for sure. And that'll be the end.
And only other thing I really wanted to add, you people were actually talking about Mars colonization?
We certainly were.
Certainly were. Did anyone by any chance catch the pseudo-paid political announcement of Lyndon LaRouche?
Well, that's what started the whole discussion, yes.
Oh, okay.
Did you happen to see it?
Yeah, I did. I saw it.
Well, tell us something about it. I didn't see it myself. I just heard about it.
Oh, well, he had all these weird ideas about how we need space Mars colonization to influence national pride and all this sort of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it really kind of annoyed me because Lyndon LaRouche kept saying how he himself was a scientist and therefore was qualified to talk about all this stuff. He's about as much a scientist as, Khomeini is or something.
Well, maybe he considers himself a political scientist.
I really don't.
Yeah.
He claims he's a physical economist. And I really like to know what that means exactly.
Well, maybe he likes to...
Anybody have an idea there?
Perhaps he likes to analyze the gross national product while listening to songs of romance or something, you know. Maybe he listens to Olivia Newton-John, you know.
And as most of his ideas naturally are anyway.
Uh-huh.
Currently, the U.S. government position on Mars colonization is that it's a nice idea, but... it'd be a little more important to get a permanently orbiting station around the Earth first.
Yeah, that certainly would be good.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was just wondering if this had anything to do with Lyndon LaRouche.
Yeah, it certainly does. Lyndon LaRouche spawns a good many of our discussions around here.
Yeah. Well, he certainly can. I've got to respect somebody like him, you know. No matter what happens to him and no matter how many lawsuits are leveled against him, he just keeps going. That's the kind of stick-to-itiveness we really need in this country.
Do you know where his headquarters are?
I believe they're somewhere in northern Midwest.
Northern Midwest?
Yeah, I believe it's up in Michigan or Illinois.
I thought it was in Virginia. Didn't he have a compound? Maybe it was Lynchburg?
That's where his headquarters are.
Oh.
He has little
someone's
pilot
Richmond.
Headquarters all over the place.
I see.
But in any case, it's too bad you don't have his number. You can probably call him up and ask him a few insightful questions.
Yeah. Well, if anyone has his home number, we'll be happy to get through to that.
Okay. You can make an appeal for maybe Lyndon LaRouche will call you. You know,
I've always lived in fear of that. It could happen someday.
Well, you know, if he calls you in the middle of the night or if he visits you in the middle of the night, I'm sure that would be a slight problem.
Yes, Lyndon LaRouche is at the door.
Anyway, I just thought I'd check in and let you know that. This is where your signal is so far, because I know you want to find out.
Okay, well...
thank you very much.
Actually, your signal is mixing in and out with a signal from some other talk show, which is really weird, because I couldn't really figure out what was going on in your show anymore. There was somebody talking about holistic foods. It was really kind of crazy.
We were talking about Chinese food, not holistic foods.
Holistic foods. Well, you know, we could really confuse people on the border by talking about the same thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
We could start discussing.
Just start preaching about tofu or something.
Now, you see, what's interesting is we're talking about the other talk show, but the other talk show isn't talking about us.
Yeah.
You know? It would be great if we were talking back. We do that with PKN sometimes, but sometimes we talk about each other on the air and play the same record at the same time. Yeah, but I don't know.
Well, I don't think they're going to do that right now. As a matter of fact, I don't think they're aware of too much of what's going on. Probably even the recording.
Uh-huh.
So, what can you do?
All right, well, I hope you got a lot more interesting calls out there in radio land.
Yeah, well, we had a few, but they seem to have gone away. Now, I don't know what's going on here. People aren't very patient.
Yeah,
they're not as patient as they used
to
be.
I caught that call on there from the Teeny Boppers in Port Jeff.
Yeah, the Teeny Boppers. Well, I don't know if they like being called that. They might not even be teenagers. Who
well,
knows?
I'm not really sure, but they were certainly having fun, weren't they?
Yeah, they certainly were. They certainly were.
Sound like nice, nice.
I'm sure
bunch
you made a real fan in Peaches. As a matter of fact, I just saw Peaches heading down the highway about, well, probably about 40 miles.
Must have been the feedback that we.
I really couldn't tell.
Yo, Peaches, how you doing?
Peaches was terrified. Didn't try to get into my car, but it definitely passed me. And I think the police have a radar on Peaches right now, and they're trying to track Peaches down. A little foaming at the mouth, too.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear.
His eyes were glowing. I really don't understand that, but, you know, I figure with dogs, you can't tell.
Oh, well, thanks for calling us again. And
thank you very much.
And good luck on your continuing journey to Brooklyn.
Yeah, every time I take a journey, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Last time I went down to Washington, it takes most people about 6 hours. It took me 2 days.
Uh-huh.
That was a real problem. Got lost in a fog in Pennsylvania. As a matter of fact, we were both sitting in the car, me and my girlfriend Abigail, and we had fallen asleep out there. And as a matter of fact, someone from Port Jeff just happened along the road and stopped in to ask if we were okay.
Hmm.
Real nice of them.
Wow.
I think we really scared them too. I'm sure.
Well, people from Port Jefferson always do things like that.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, as long as I'm on the line, I'll just mention something. Everyone should keep an ear out for Me and Abigail are probably going to have a massive wedding celebration sometime next summer. We're thinking of a three-day outdoor event. As a matter of fact, we're pursuing some big headlining name groups to play at this event. So you may hear something about this.
Wow. Well, we'll certainly...
In our attempt to revive the 60s. So.
Well, we'll keep our ears peeled on that one.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for telling us early enough so that we can plan around it.
By the way, is that the 1960s? Gary?
Maybe we'll have some live broadcasts from there. You know?
Gary?
Jim,
well, we're really kind of interested in contact. We have some mutual friends of Pete Seeger.
Jim, I should point out at this point that we don't... You have a question, and I will pass it along to the caller.
I was just going to ask him. He said he wanted to revive the 60s. Does he mean the 1960s, the 1860s, or the 1760s?
Okay, did you mean the 1960s or the 1860s, or any other 60s that you know of?
Well, the 1860s would be interesting, but, you know, to get those Civil War firearms, it's really a pain.
It is a pain.
And, you know, the uniforms right now are very expensive, and also just to try and bring in some of the stuff from the you know, Centennial Expo and so forth, it's really difficult right now. So we figured, what the heck, we'll go with the 1960s.
I can understand.
It's a little bit easier. 1760s would be good, but we'd have a problem, of course, since, you know, the Constitution wasn't in effect at that time.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to stick to the 1960s.
Good enough.
Of course, anyone is welcome to come from any other era they'd like to.
That's right.
You know, we're giving a general invite to anyone who wishes to travel in from anything all the way back to the 1600s. So, you know, but we'll stick to the 1960s for now.
That's great. That's great. Good luck with
that. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
I think it'd be pretty interesting to have a century a day. They're going to have 3 days, so, you know.
Yeah, a century a day.
Yeah.
You know, 1760s one day, 1860s one day, and... the big finale.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it's out where I live there, out in the old Miller Place, Mount Sinai area, you can certainly find enough stuff left over from the 1760s and 1860s. Some of the buildings were built there.
Actually, yes.
So.
Gary, you're keeping Abigail waiting.
I know. I'm on my way.
Yeah, she just called a little while ago.
But I got to hurry now. All right, thanks a lot for reminding me, Iron. I appreciate that. You know, I just called to check in, and I'm getting all these questions. I feel a responsibility to answer these people.
Now, I should mention at this point, now, you are calling on your calling card, right?
Yes.
Now, if when we hang up you want to call Abigail, all you have to do is hit the pound sign key for a second and then dial her number without entering your authorization code all over again. Isn't that convenient?
That is really magical. But again, so is any sufficiently advanced technology. So.
Has the spirit of Cliff Robertson entered you, Eric, by any chance?
I'm already called to check in. Yeah, she's doing okay.
Hey,
all right.
As a matter of fact, she just had a visit with an old friend of ours, the inimical George Chin, so...
The inimical or inimitable?
Quite well now.
Inevitable.
Oh, the inevitable.
All right, well, look, you have a safe drive, okay?
Okay,
Okay, okay. I can't wait till I hit Eastern Parkway. Those people along the sides of the road are real exciting. You know, those guys who wash the windows, you know?
Yeah, right.
They can sit on your windshield from 30, 40 feet. I've seen it happen. It's amazing. Last time, and the way you can tell if they're really sincere about wanting money, too, is I now carry a couple extra loaves of bread in the car, believe it or not. And when I roll down my window and they ask for change, I offer them bread. The ones who get really scared and run away are the ones you know really aren't looking for the money to buy themselves some food. And the few that do take the bread are extraordinarily happy because it's worth a lot more than a quarter to them.
Mm.
So that's a little tip for all you people who drive around the city.
Mm. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah. I also have collected a lot of clothes that I also give out to homeless people in New York.
That's nice.
My whole trunk is full of them there.
Really?
So.
Your whole trunk is full of homeless people?
That's
horrible.
They've got to live somewhere, and it's better than outside. Of course, you know, when I park somewhere for a long time, you have to sort of crack the trunk lid open a little bit, you know, put a piece of wood in so some air gets in, and every time my Prestone leaks all over the place, I get a lot of complaints. But
as people get closer to the city, their hearts grow smaller, I always say.
Yeah, but, you know, since they each only pay me about $25 a week to live in my trunk, what are they going to complain about, right? I mean, you know, really.
I bet somewhere someone is actually thinking these things.
Well,
possibly.
I know a lot of people do live in cars, and I'm sure some of the people living in cars are out there right now subletting their trunks. Could be. It's a rough world out there. We talk about Mars colonization, but people like Lyndon LaRouche and his ilk should remember that we have a lot of responsibility to the people who really need help right now. Mars colonization is a nice thing, but what's the good in building a beautiful world on another planet if everything left behind here is killing people, you know? So.
A nice thought to leave us on here.
I'd like to hear from Abigail.
Okay, well, thanks for calling us.
Girls, yeah.
What?
Hey, thanks for calling us. Have a good trip.
Yeah.
All right, catch you later.
Okay.
Take it easy.
Bye.
And have a good show.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
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 632-6901. We have 20 minutes left in our program to hear from you. And, wow, the phone's ringing immediately. That's incredible. It rang almost as soon as I hung up. We still have some open lines, though. 632-6901, area code 516. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind, what you're doing this week, what you did last week, how you feel about the news, the primaries, Mars.
Chinese food?
Where's our Chinese food?
I'm going down to pick it up now.
Oh, okay, because we want to read the fortune cookies on the air, assuming they gave us fortune cookies. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hey.
Hey?
Hey.
I was watching my TV, and I got your signal.
On your TV set?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. We're sorry about that, but what channel are we on?
12.
We're on channel 12, huh?
12.
Montauk.
Montauk? You don't sound like you're in Montauk.
You can't see us, can you?
Montauk.
You are in Montauk.
Yeah.
Not that I don't believe you, but what are the first three numbers of your telephone?
732.
Excuse me?
732.
Well, then you're in Selden or Centereach, aren't you?
Maybe Montauk has colonized Selden or Centereach. No, just kidding, folks.
Okay. Well, what were you watching on Channel 12?
I was watching the news. All of a sudden, I heard you.
Uh-huh.
I had to call you.
I see. Well, that's interesting. That certainly is.
Where are you?
We're in Stony Brook.
Stony Brook?
Stony Brook. The State University of New York at Stony Brook.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, hey, we almost got a bingo here. One more call.
Yeah.
All we need is one more call, and we have a bingo. I don't think we've ever done it. Oh, somebody hung up. We need two more calls now. 632-6901, and we have a bingo. That person who just hung up ought to be ashamed of him or herself. Call back, 632-6901, and one other person call up. We have a bingo. We did it.
Yes.
We did it. God bless you
Auntie
all.
Auntie Holy, proud of us. And he's
okay.
The host of show.
Why do we
bingo.
Suddenly have a bingo now? We couldn't get any calls before. Let's go to some of the calls then. Thanks for calling, sir. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling from out in Shirley.
Shirley?
Shirley, yeah.
Wow.
Great.
So great out here. And I was just, like, flipping around on the radio.
Now, Shirley last year wanted to change its name to Lloyd Harbor, didn't they?
Floyd Harbor.
Did that ever happen?
Well, wasn't it?
Not as far as I know.
Uh-huh.
How'd you get this number?
Anything's improving. I was listening to you guys, like, the last
hour. We only gave it out about 50 times, Irene.
Yeah, I know. So I started to feel bad, because I know what it feels like when, like, nobody calls.
Yeah.
Yeah, just making sure.
It happens to me all the time.
How come everybody hung up? We only have one more call here, and we had a whole bunch of calls. Call us back, 632-6901. We want to hear what you say. That's the whole point of this radio program. This is free-form talk radio.
Yeah, right.
The only free-form talk radio show on this station right now.
Not much. I love that parakeet song.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was
like
beautiful.
That.
I love that because I have a parakeet.
That was beautiful.
Did the parakeet seem to enjoy it?
Yeah.
Let's hope Tracy brings in some more of those, you know, in the next few weeks. Because we'd love to hear those things.
Okay.
How's the signal coming in, Shirley?
Good.
Yeah?
That's pretty good. Yeah,
that's good.
There's a little buzz here and there, but... If I, like, stand, like, in a perfect spot in my room, it really, if I move around too much, it gets kind of fuzzy, but it's pretty good.
Well, you know, you shouldn't move around too much if you're...
No, I'm sitting down on my bed.
Yeah, if you're listening to the radio, there's no reason to move
around.
Fashion.
I see.
Mm-hmm, going to school, so... Listen, there's nothing better to do tonight out in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yeah, and MSG stinks, and I don't like dogs.
Oh.
Not at all.
You don't like dogs?
Do you like cats?
I love cats.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks very much for calling us. 632-6901 is our telephone number. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hey.
Hey.
I don't believe that guy lied to you, man.
About Montauk?
Yeah.
Well, we caught him, didn't we?
Yeah, you smacked him.
Yeah, we got to play rough sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I don't understand your signal.
You don't understand our signal?
No, I just had tuned in. I'm sorry.
You what?
I'm sorry.
What do you mean, you're sorry?
I just tuned in. I don't get what you're saying about your signal.
You don't get what we're saying about our signal? What are we saying about our signal?
Y'all are sitting here saying something about the signal. And if he couldn't get it on his television, that's the one thing.
Uh-huh.
It's only on the radio.
Well, now, it does happen occasionally that we will come across on Channel 6 or something, only because the frequency is similar to Channel 6.
Uh-huh.
But, sometimes cable companies mess up and put us on a weird part of the dial. So it is possible, but not in Montauk. And if you were in Montauk, you certainly would know the first three digits of your phone number. Of course, we can never use this verification again because everyone's going to check the phone book now before they call us to lie.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have to have another way of checking. But,
but
we got one person that way.
Yeah, I loved it, though. That was good.
Where are you calling from?
Patchogue.
Patchogue.
Yeah.
All right, that's to the south. So we've had calls from the west, the east, and the south. How about to the north? Where's everyone in Connecticut? Let's hear from you.
They're sleeping.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I hear Connecticut people
Mars.
Are... Connecticut people are lively types, I hear.
Yeah, they're chasing peaches down the street.
Peaches. Oh, peaches.
That poor girl.
Yeah, well, peaches and Herb, right?
So what do you think about this Mars issue?
The Mars issue? I think we should go to Mars. I think we should go to Jupiter. I'm reading 2061. You know, it's really interesting to hear about people going places.
Mm.
Well, I don't see. They say, like, in 2088, we're going to be able to be up on the moon and, you know, have their own space station and have cities. I don't see why we ain't going to be able to go down there.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, think about it this way. If we just took all the money that we spend building missiles and use it for exploration, think how far we'd be then. The billions, the trillions of dollars that we spend doing that.
It's just a waste of money, really.
Yeah. People say space research is a waste of money. As long as there are problems on Earth, we shouldn't devote time to that. But there has never been a time when there haven't been problems on Earth. And with that kind of mentality, we never would have gotten any place.
That's why we need, like, a good government base and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe Lyndon LaRouche is the answer. You know? Maybe he's the only way we'll get to Mars.
Uh-huh. Well,
and
I don't know.
Once we get to Mars, we can leave him there.
And dump him off.
That'll solve all the problems.
Yeah. But that poor guy, I wonder if Abigail got mad at him. Is that her name?
Abigail, yes. Yes, well, we'll be following the exploits there. We'll be covering the royal wedding when that happens.
We got to invite Peaches up.
Peaches, certainly. All of our listeners are going to get to know each other on this program.
And the man from Montauk, supposedly.
The man from his own private Montauk, yes.
With his own number. Oh, yes. God. The guy didn't even know where y'all from.
Well, if he was in Montauk, he wouldn't. I don't know. Maybe he was in Montauk with an old phone that he brought from an old house in Selden.
Maybe.
You know, there's always a possibility. So we don't want to accuse someone of being a liar unless we have absolute proof. And we just have circumstantial evidence here.
Uh-huh.
That's really all we have. I want to point that out.
Well, you think he'll call back?
I don't know.
I hope not. For y'all's sakes. But anyway. Well, I'll let you get on with your program.
Okay, well, may I ask, where are you from besides Patchogue?
North Carolina.
North Carolina, I thought so, because you say y'all so much.
Oh.
I like that. I like that phrase. I use it a lot. I went to South Carolina once, and everybody talked that way.
Mm.
Did you?
Yeah.
But, All right, well, I'll let you guys go.
All right, then.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Bye. 632-6901, our telephone number, area code 516, looking for people from the north. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
All right, it's Mike from Ridge.
Mike from Ridge?
Yeah.
Hey,
right.
I think...
Middle from Randall Island.
I think you got the record for furthest east.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, how's the signal out there?
Oh, comes in perfect.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Well, do you think we should go to Mars?
Yeah, let's go... No, let's go to Pluto, man.
Well, Pluto is a good idea, you know?
A good snowman.
Yeah.
You know,
there's another planet past Pluto that they haven't yet found, but they know it's there because
planet
of the way
X, right?
Pluto moves. Excuse me?
Planet X, they kept saying it.
Yeah, yeah, Planet X. And, in fact, when they put the space telescope up, which I believe will be in a year or so, as soon as they get the shuttles running again, we'll be able to actually see planets going around other suns. And then that's when we're going to start really getting into this, I think. When we see a little blue-green planet a few light years away... You know, then we'll know that there's other possibilities for life.
Yeah, what was that? What was with that guy Gary? Man, he kept talking and talking.
Oh, the guy who's on his way to Brooklyn?
Yeah, the one with Abigail.
Well, you know, I feel the same way when I'm driving to Brooklyn. You know, I like to talk to people. You know,
oh, don't worry. He'll feel it at the end of the month.
Sometimes I pull off the side of the road and I just call up strangers.
Yeah,
makes you feel better, you know.
Right, you can't get in trouble.
Yeah. So. How are things in Ridge tonight?
Boring.
Yeah? Well, Ridge doesn't really have all that much in it, does it?
No.
I don't mean that in a negative way, but, you know, what really is there in Ridge? I know they wanted to build a mall out there, didn't they?
Yeah, they right around the corner from me.
Yeah. Now, what do you feel about that?
I don't know. We need it.
You need a mall?
Yeah, I mean, it's, like, so boring out here. I mean, like, I was looking, like, you know, I skate and stuff like that. There ain't no place to skate out.
Yeah, but don't you like the trees? Don't you like the wilderness a little bit?
I wanted wilderness. I'd go north to Connecticut.
Yeah, but you went to Ridge, didn't you? I mean, you knew there weren't stores there when you went there.
It wasn't my fault. It was my parents.
Ah.
Ah.
Well, I don't know. The way I feel about it is if you just keep building on Long Island, sooner or later there just won't be any place to go except the ocean.
Well, the place is going to sink. Something Long Island is sinking like 3 inches a year.
That's true. What are we going to do when Long Island sinks? I mean, I don't think people are thinking about that.
Well, I guess Long Island Sound will be a little bit bigger.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it will be.
What's with that guy in Montauk? What a BS artist.
Well, he's not really in Montauk, I don't think.
I don't think so either. His signal was a little bit too clear.
Well, that's, you know, I talked to somebody in California the other day whose signal was clearer than that.
Really?
You know, yeah, with fiber optics you can do amazing things. So you can't really judge on the signal, although that's one indication, but you can't really judge on that.
Maybe he lives in Montauk, but he's at a phone like around the corner from you.
Yeah. These new phones of ours actually have the capability to detect where somebody is coming from, too. Not the exact phone number, but the area that they're coming out of.
Yeah.
So be forewarned, people, before you try pulling the wool over our eyes. We have ways here.
Right.
Lots of ways.
Well, listen, right. I gotta go, okay?
Okay, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
No problem.
632-6901, area code 516. I guess they're right. Connecticut must be dead. What do you think, Jim?
Well, I guess it's maybe they all had to go to sleep early tonight. You know, there is a... I don't know if there's any truth to the rumor that there are a group of grammarians who want to semi-colonize Mars.
What is that, a group of grandmothers or something?
No, language experts. They'd like to semi-colonize Mars.
Ah, semi-colonize. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Kidding.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, it's you again. How you doing?
Yeah. And you know what I think?
What's that?
I think that if Long Island sinks, that we should all live up in Jupiter. Or...
I think some of us have already made it there. What's this? A whole box. A box with Chinese writing on it. I've never seen anything like this before.
You're eating Chinese food right now?
Well, there's a huge box here with all kinds of cryptic characters.
Did you get my Chinese food?
What do we got here? We got, what is this? It's a cherry in the middle of it.
I've never seen a cherry on top of Chinese.
What kind of Chinese food has a cherry?
Have like chicken in it and stuff.
A jalapeno cherry in the middle of this. This is incredible. Oh, there's a cold sesame noodles. These are really good.
Oh, yes.
Do we have fortune cookies?
Delicious.
You know, I forgot to bring them up. I'll leave them then.
You forgot to bring them up?
Oh, look good or what?
Where are they? Down in the parking lot?
Hello.
Susan, we have 8 minutes left in this show. We need our fortune cookies.
Well, I just want to know, is Long Island really sinking?
Well, that's something that that we'll just have to... I suggest we start measuring it. Yeah, how we do that? I don't even have a ruler.
I don't know, but you think that people should visit Mars?
Yes, definitely.
I think that would be good.
Yeah.
If
a lot of us would like to right here.
But I'd advise calling ahead to make sure somebody's home.
If we can visit the moon, why can't we visit Mars?
We should be able to. It's not impossible. So we should do it. Definitely.
We should. We should go for it.
Okay, we've got some more calls. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
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 632-6901, area code 516. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Yeah, what do you think about school food?
About school food?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's not something I really want to think about now. Jim, do you have any thoughts on school food?
Well,
You know, like that pizza, like the speed stuff, like hanging out, and it's like going over your tray and stuff.
No, I don't. I know what this guy's trying to do. He realizes we have food here, and he's trying to make us all gross out so that we don't want to eat it. Well,
Chinese food.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work, pal. No. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hi. All this crazy talk about these planets and everything.
Yeah?
Puts me in the mood to start lobotomy with something like from the Android Sisters.
The Android Sisters?
Yeah.
Oh, for the days of Ruby 2.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And the song that I have in mind would be Hey, Get Off the Line for them teeny boppers, as they were called before.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Wow. Okay, well, we'll pass that along to Brother Bill, something from the Android Sisters. He has received the message, and he will do his best to carry it out.
Thank you very, very much.
Thanks for calling. Good evening. You are on Brain Damage.
Tell that guy to wake up.
Which guy where?
The one who just got on.
Why?
Because, tell him, man, you know, you have, the other one. No, the one before that.
The one, well, refresh our memories here. We don't know who we talk to. We lose track very quickly.
Talked about school lunch.
Oh, school lunch.
You have to eat it if you don't like it.
Yeah, well, do you go to school?
Yes, I go to school.
Well, what do you think of school food?
I don't eat it.
Susan, do you have our fortune cookies?
I have fortune cookies, but I have a condition to set.
Oh, boy.
Since you didn't order the food, the idea was from the callers, I think that each fortune cookie belongs to each of the two callers.
Okay, see that girl?
Three.
Wait a minute. How are the callers going to open fortune cookies?
We'll open it for them. We'll read it for them.
Well, which callers?
It's not the... the person who
the
said...
The two callers...
Right, the person who said chicken with broccoli.
Okay.
And the person who said chicken almond ding.
Okay, if they're still out there.
Which they probably are.
And I would say we should share this fortune with them because they sort of asked us to...
Exactly.
To have this food, so they're asking us to share the fortune.
Okay, so this first one goes to the person.
Did they suggest wonton soup?
Did they suggest wonton soup?
Yeah, but...
They did.
I mean, one person suggested the wonton soup along with the chicken almond ding, I think.
Yeah.
I think don't give that guy one. That's not good.
Anyhow.
We'll iron this out. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
632... So, I shouldn't give out the phone number anymore. 632-6901 in case anyone needs it, but... I don't think we have any more time for calls, but call anyway. Maybe we do.
Okay, anyhow, this one goes to the person who ordered the chicken almond ding. I think you're Jim's...
Yeah, I believe so.
Jim Wiener. Here we go, Jim Wiener. This is your fortune and the person who ordered it for you. maybe it's something you both can work on. You will have a large family.
Oh, dear.
I suggest the person that...
isn't that a dish?
That... the person that called up earlier can reach Jim after the show, and he can start planning
for
this now.
I have to contact my accountant, my attorney, and my psychiatrist, not necessarily in that order. And then maybe I can discuss that with the listener. But seriously, to the listener, thank you very much for your suggestions.
Okay, and we're holding you a cookie here in trust. Thank you. For your family.
This goes to your suggestion.
This is for me and the person who helped me get my broccoli with...
Chicken with broccoli.
It was Andrew, wasn't it?
It was the person before Andrew.
Okay, well, make two grins grow where there was only a grouch before. What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well,
grins
grow where there was only a grouch before.
Here, eat the cookie.
Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to call you guys because I'm always sitting in my room listening to USB.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, I want to call, but then I chicken out. What am I going to do? Make a fool of myself, right?
Yeah.
So I'm doing it now, and I have nothing to say. I just want to call, and I feel better now.
Well, thank you for calling.
Okay, and I just want to say, I really like your school, the Stony Brook University, because the last time I was there, it was the alarm went there.
Uh-huh.
And it was really great, and I had a great time.
Well, the alarm is one of those rock and roll bands, right?
Oh, rock and roll, if you want to call it.
Yeah, that kid stuff, yeah. Can never understand
it.
Yeah,
kid stuff.
Yeah.
And it was really good, and it looks like a nice college, and I really like it. And I love your station. I had an
Thank
in
you.
On my memory dial on my stereo.
Okay, well, whenever you go into stereo stores or department stores that have a big display of radios, always set them all to 90.1 FM.
And I'll put it all the way up.
And I assume they can get us there. They should be able to, but just set it there, and that gets people thinking.
Yeah, because I really think these days is great. You know, you let people talk to you and give all your thoughts and everything.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. This is Freeform Radio. We believe in sharing time with our listeners.
Well, I just wanted to call. I feel better now, you know?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Good night. Oh, what a nice call to end the night on. Isn't
very
it
nice. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Our well, thanks to all our callers and listeners. And,
thank you.
And
Mrs. Corley, who just called.
Oh, yes. And Jim Wiener, Iron Strauss, Susan B.
Yeah,
and everybody else who was floating around tonight. Brother Bill's coming up with a couple hours of lobotomy following brain damage. You know how it is.
Brother Nick.
Brother Nick is here, too.
Uh-huh.
See you next week on the radio. Yow.
Yow.
On the grass, the lunatic is on the grass, remembering games, daisy chains, and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their bonehead faces to the floor. Every day the paper boy brings more.
All that you feel, and all that you love, and all that you hate.
Agronomy on USB. Go to the USB Stony Brook.
Jobs. Can you make it twice? I like it. People, people, we gotta get over before we go under. People, people, well, well, before we go under. Turn on your funk motor, I know it's tough. Turn on your funk motor, because you're getting up, yeah.
deserted cities and factories with a textbook case of a burnt-out industrial culture. Obviously, the pollution had long ago killed who or whatever had built this civilization. Only the insects had been strong enough to survive, and now they ruled this desolate world. How sad, I thought. An entire civilization wiped out because of careless dumping of deadly toxic waste. Could something like this happen here on our home planet? Only if we let it happen, I thought. Only if we stop caring about a clean and healthy planet. This is your friend, Flash Gordon, saying farewell till next time.
Bopping is all I want to know. Hi there, Brother Bill, Brother Nick, along until 2:30 here at WUSB. I'd like to say good morning to you. Phones are ringing on the air. I don't know why. Hi, Brother Nick.
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, we're having a wonderful time.
How you?